Hare Krishna. So Krishna spoke about the Vedic wisdom. In fact, he spoke detailed way how the soul is eternal. And then he also gave an atheistic philosophy in between, saying, suppose there is no soul, it's only the body. In both the cases, there is no lamentation. This is what he proved. Again, combining both theistic philosophy, that is the Vedic philosophy, and the atheistic philosophy, Krishna is giving another verse trying to convince Arjuna. Let's see that. Shloka number 28.
Avyaktadini bhutani vyaktamadhyani bharata avyaktanidhananyeva tatrakaparidevana.
So here, Krishna is telling to Arjuna, O Bharata, O descendant of Bharat Maharaj, O Kshatriya, avyaktadini bhutani, bhutani, so all the created beings, avyaktadini, so before their creation, they are in avyakta, they are in unmanifested state. Then he says, vyaktamadhyani, in the middle state, they are vyakta, they are manifested. And what happens at the time of annihilation, at the time of death? Avyaktanidhananyeva. At the time of annihilation or the time of death, avyakta, again unmanifested. Tatraka paridevana. So he's saying, so what is the need of lamentation? Now it might be a bit confusing, so let me give some examples and explain. So here Krishna is saying that the created beings are unmanifest, beginning, then in the middle they are manifest for some time, and then again at the time of death they become unmanifest. So where is the question of lamentation? Because the start and the end are same. So there are two philosophies that we discussed. One is the Vedic philosophy, the fact and the truth, that is the existence of soul. And the second one is the atheistic philosophy, which is bogus, that is no existence of soul. So let's use both of them and try to analyze this particular verse. Let's consider no soul case. Suppose there is no soul, it's only the body. So to understand this, let's take one example about a skyscraper building. So now the size skyscraper building is made up of what? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. In fact, anything in this world is made up of earth, water, fire, air, ether. That is called as Pancha Mahabhuta. So, earth, water, fire, air, ether combined to form a skyscraper building. Now, suppose there is some mishap and the skyscraper building collapses. What happens after the destruction? Again, earth, water, fire, air, ether. The elements remain the same. So, before some material elements were there, in between, they manifested into a shape, the form and the name. And then again, after the destruction, they are back to their same state, the material elements. Similarly, now replace the skyscraper building with the body. Similarly, this body is made up of what? The material elements, Pancha Mahabhutas, earth, water, fire, air, and ether. So now this all the material elements combine to form this body. And now when the body is annihilated, say buried or burnt or whatever, what happens? Again, they mixes back or they come back to their own state, the material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether. So this is what is called as law of conservation of energy. So it's very, very nicely proved here. So Krishna is asking, so what is, why are you lamenting? No, here Prabhupada writes a very nice statement. So why are you lamenting? Both at the beginning and at the end, all the elements remain unmanifested. You cannot see them. Now only in the middle are they manifested? So this actually does not make any real material difference. This is what is the point that Krishna makes, first one. Now suppose, the next we consider the fact, that is the soul, existence of soul. Now when we consider the existence of soul, we understand, we have discussed this, very, very elaborately. When it comes to the body, antavanta ime deha. So this body is temporary and it is going to be destroyed. This is what we discussed. When it comes to soul, when it comes to Atma, nitya shoktaha sharirinaha. So this is nitya, this is eternal. So when it comes to the soul taking the body or leaving the body, is like changing of the clothes. Hope we remember the shloka.
Vasam sijirnani yatha vihaya navani grannati naroparani tatha sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani samyati navani dehi.
So this says, like a person puts on the new garments, giving up the old ones, similarly the soul accepts the new body, giving up the old ones. So very, very clear. We have discussed this elaborately. And if we just consider the temporary material body and eternal soul, Prabhupada writes here one beautiful statement. He says, the material body has no factual existence in relation to the eternal soul. So this can be considered like a dream. So in the dream, now suppose a person is there in a very, very big palace, lot of servants are there serving him. And suddenly when he wakes up, what happens? No palace, no servants. Similar is our case. So when it comes to the eternal soul, this body is like a dream. This entire existence is like a dream. So that's what is mentioned here. So why lament for changing of clothes, or why lament for breaking of a dream? This is the point that Krishna is making here. So Vedic wisdom encourages self-realization. This is a very, very important point. So we need to come to the platform of self-realization by our daily practice of spirituality or sadhana, upasana. Very, very important. Now, if we understand this verse, how can we apply this in our practical day-to-day life? So let's consider this verse again. Avyaktadini bhutani vyakta madhyani bharata avyakta nidhananyeva. So before unmanifested, now we are in the manifested state and later will be unmanifested. Basically, we are living. We have got a short life now. Now the question is, in this manifested state, what are we doing? That is what is the question. That is what is a practical application. So now we have got a life, and that life is a short life, as all of us know. So in this short life, what are we doing? So are we planning to live our life to fulfill our selfish motives? Or, as students of Gita, students of Bhagavad Gita, don't you think that it's our duty to help as many people as possible to come to the platform of self-realization by applying and understanding these principles of Bhagavad Gita? If we can help at least few, we can give up this body, or while at the time of death, we can give up the last breath very, very peacefully, very happily, with a lot of satisfaction. So in this interim state, in this intermediate state, that is Vyakta Madhyani, what are we doing? So it's a very, very important point. As the students of Gita, we have to extend ourselves to as many people as possible. Firstly, we have to apply the principles of Bhagavad Gita in life, and then help as many people as possible all around. Many, many people need these principles of Bhagavad Gita. People are suffering, and we have to extend ourselves. Now, having spoken this particular verse combining both theistic and atheistic philosophy, now Krishna is going to speak a verse which is called as the amazing verse. Let's see this amazing verse in the next video. Hare Krishna. A small request. So after watching the video, please go through the entire explanation that is mentioned in the description block. So a link is given for reading out the entire detailed description of each and every verse. Second thing I request you all to do is, please post your realization in the comment section. That will really help others, you know, to revise different concepts that we have discussed. And the most important thing, every single shloka has got a quiz. So a great team is working behind to make the entire quiz. And it's really very interesting, which will enhance our understanding. So please attempt the quiz. And the link is there in the description block. And there are various other links also in the description block which you can explore. Thank you.